Second question. Then, Bhargava Vaidarbhi asked him, Sir, how many devas keep what has thus been created? How many manifest this? And who is the best of them? He replied, The space is that deity, and so are the wind, fire, water, earth, speech, mind, eye and ear. These, when they have manifested their power, contend and say, We, each of us, support this body and keep it. Then prana, breath, spirit, life, as the best, said to them, Do not be deceived. I alone, dividing myself fivefold, support this body and keep it. They were incredulous. So he, from pride, did as if he were going out from above. Thereupon, as he went out, all the others went out. And as he returned, all the others returned. As bees go out when their queen goes out, and return when she returns, thus did speech, mind, eye and ear. And, being satisfied, they praised prana, saying, He is Agni, fire. He shines as Surya, sun. He is Parjanya, rain. The powerful Indra. He is Vayu, wind. He is the earth. He is matter. He is the Deva. He is what is and what is not, and what is immortal. As spokes in the nave of a wheel, everything is fixed in prana. The verses of the Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, the sacrifice, the Kshatriyas, and the Brahmans. As Prajapati, lord of creatures, thou movest about in the womb. Thou indeed art born again. To thee, the prana, these creatures bring offerings. To thee who dwellest with the other pranas, the organs of sense. Thou art the best carrier for the deities, thou art the first offering to the Manas. Thou art the true work of the rishis of the Atharvangiras. O prana, thou art Indra by thy light, thou art Rudra as a protector. Thou movest in the sky, thou art the sun, the lord of lights. When thou showerest down rain, then, O prana, these creatures of thine are delighted, hoping that there will be food as much as they desire. Thou art Avratya, O prana, the only rishi, the consumer of everything, the good lord. We are the givers of what thou hast to consume. Thou, O dweller of all space, art our father. Make propitious that body of thine which dwells in speech, in the ear, in the eye, and which pervades the mind, do not go away. All this is in the power of prana, whatever exists in the three heavens. Protect us like a mother her sons, and give us happiness and wisdom.